dust on them.
Gleeson's Rock Calendar.
Oh, Tommy Lee. He was in 2005. He didn't want to go through the normal midlife crisis, you know, buying fast cars fast motor. He'd already been through that.
Yeah.
I mean, he had a big boat at one stage. Mm-hmm. I'm sure that you've seen him and Pamela Anderson on.
Oh, yeah.
So, yes, instead of going through the usual midlife crisis, he thought he'd go and get some academic redemption.
Oh, no.
Because he'd obviously dropped out of school as a young fella and hadn't completed his schooling. I'll just go through some episodes. Tommy struggles to overcome the stigma that his rock star lifestyle has placed upon him. He hits the books with help from his hot tutor.
Oh, wow.
This
is all on NBC, isn't it?
This is all on NBC.
Yep.
With only 7 days left until final exams, Tommy must prepare for some serious studying, but finds himself caught in a jam when he's caught between a cute classmate and his hot tutor.
Oh, wow.
The hot tutor thing's a bit of a
a
running theme through it.
Fair bit of repetition.
It can't have been that great. I didn't watch it.
Mm.
I'm a big fan of Tommy Lee's drumming. He's fantastic when he's rolling around in that cage and carrying on. But I didn't watch it. It only went for 6 episodes and wasn't picked up for another year.
Yeah.
And as I said, pretty sure he didn't get any type of scholastic degree or anything from it. But he indulged in all the things that you do when you're at college.
What, hot tutors?
Well, he missed out on all the partying, obviously, that goes on at college and thought, well, I'll have a crack at that. But yes, I don't know if I don't know what my college days would look like. I don't even know what I would study.
No. Rock?
Is there a rock? I don't know if you can study. I think you can study Ed Sheeran.
How would that go for you?
That would be an absolute bust for me, that course.